The song guaranteed to be played at every wedding reception from now until the end of time. The new Hokey Pokey. I got a feeling from the Black Eyed Peas. And Black Eyed Peas went to number one on the U.S. album charts 10 years ago today in 2009 with The END. The group's fifth studio album, Boom Boom Pow, was number one for 12 straight weeks. Then I Got a Feeling replaced Boom Boom Pow and spent 14 weeks at number one. So Black Eyed Peas had 26 straight weeks at the top of the singles chart, as well as number one in the album chart on this day back in 2009 with The END featuring I Got a Feeling. Scott Bertram in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show on this Thursday, June 27th. Back to debate audio in a moment, but I wanted to tell you about Highlights. I mentioned this at the top of the hour. Highlights magazine, the dentist office, the doctor's office, the magazine for kids. Goofus and Gallant, right? Difference between right and wrong and all sorts of puzzles and things. So they have decided to get into the political realm. Speaking out about the migrant policy at the border, excuse me. I'm reading from an AV Club story, so that's why I'm trying to sort of parse through the stuff that's so biased that I don't want to pass along. There's a statement from Highlights CEO Kent Johnson. Quote, as a company that helps children become their best selves, curious, creative, caring, and confident, we want kids to understand the importance of having moral courage. Moral courage means standing up for what we believe in, honest and ethical, even when it is hard. He goes on to write that the magazine denounces the practice of separating immigrant children from their families, calling the practice unconscionable and capable of causing irreparable damage to young lives. Quote, this is not a political statement about immigration policy, but of course it is. This is a statement about human decency, plain and simple. This is a plea for recognition that these are not simply the children of strangers for whom others are accountable. He goes on to encourage people, regardless of your political leanings, to speak out against family separation, call for more humane treatment of children being held in detention facilities. So Highlights magazine, that thing you see at the dentist's office, is now injecting itself into the political world because nothing is safe anymore. Not knitting, as we talked about yesterday, and currently not Highlights magazine, apparently. All right, back to the audio from last night. Let's go to threats. Threats one, Alex. This is, I think, toward the tail end of the debate or right against a commercial break because Chuck Todd was asking people to answer very quickly. One or two-word answers. And, of course, if you ask a candidate on a debate stage for a one- or two-word answer, there is virtually no chance you will get one. I think the question's on here, but essentially just asking, what is the biggest geopolitical threat right now to the United States? You'll hear all 10 candidates answering this question. Threats one.
Down the line here, finish up foreign policy. It's a simple question. What is the biggest threat to any, who is the geopolitical threat to the United States? Just give me a one-word answer, Congressman Delaney.
Could you repeat the question?
Greatest geopolitical threat to the United States right now, Congressman Delaney?
Well, the biggest geopolitical challenge is China, but the biggest geopolitical threat remains nuclear weapons.
Okay.
Right? So those are different questions.
Totally get it. Go ahead, Governor Inslee.
The biggest threat to the security of the United States is Donald Trump, and there's no question. Okay.
Congresswoman Gabbard.
The greatest
geopolitical threat.
The greatest threat that we face is the fact that we are at a greater risk of nuclear war today than ever before in history.
Senator
Klobuchar. Two threats, economic threat, China, but our major threat right now is what's going on in the Mideast with Iran if we don't get
slimmer than what we've been going here. One or two words.
Our existential threat is climate change. We have to confront it before it's too late.
Senator Warner.
Climate change.
Yeah. Senator Booker.
Nuclear proliferation and climate change.
Secretary Castro.
China and climate change.
Congressman Ryan.
China, without a question, they're wiping us around the world economically.
Yeah. And Mr. Mayor.
Russia, because they're trying to undermine our democracy, and they've been doing a pretty damn good job of it. We need to stop them.
All right. Well.
All right. There's the biggest threats. Biggest threat to the. I love the fact that. All right. Candidates, tell us what you think is the biggest threat. What could take down this country? What could spell the end of the United States? but please give us only one or two words. What could end this country tomorrow in one word? No, please don't talk anymore about this very important issue. Please stop. Don't. How about de Blasio won? De Blasio won. This is New York Mayor Rick de Blasio, actually a candidate for president, talking about tax rates and income inequality from last night. De Blasio won.
Good evening. You're the mayor of the biggest city in the United States, but it's also one of the cities in the country with the greatest gap between the wealthy and the poor. How would you address income inequality?
Well, we've been addressing income inequality in New York City by raising wages, by raising benefits, by putting money back in the hands of working people. $15 minimum wage, paid sick days, pre-K for all, things that are making a huge difference in working people's lives. But let me tell you, what we're hearing here already in the first round of questions is that battle for the heart and soul of our party. I want to make it clear. This is supposed to be the party of working people. Yes, we're supposed to be for 70% tax rate on the wealthy. Yes, we're supposed to be for free college, free public college for our young people. We're supposed to break up big corporations when they're not serving our democracy. This Democratic Party has to be strong and bold and progressive. And in New York, we've proven that we can do something very different. We can put money back in the hands of working people. And let me tell you, every time you talk about investing in people and their communities, you hear folks say there's not enough money. What I say to them every single time is there's plenty of money in this world. There's plenty of money in this country. It's just in the wrong hands. We Democrats have to fix that.
Plenty of money in this country. We just have to take it from people. If we just take it from them, we'll have enough. 70% tax rate, free college, break it up, free market corporations. That, yes, that is what the Democratic Party is about these days. More in hour three. More audio. Yes, even more audio. Promise you. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on The Steve Gruber Show.
Who says you can't build a healthy economy while protecting the environment? At DTE Energy, we're already doing it. DTE is on track to reduce carbon emissions by more than 80%, generating power from cleaner natural gas, solar, and wind, and creating thousands of Michigan jobs, all while keeping energy affordable and reliable. You see, we can have both a healthy environment and a healthy economy. DTE Energy. Find out more at journeytoeighty.com. For all the dinners cooked,
something smells good.
For all the clothes dried, for all the hot showers, there's safe, reliable natural gas from DTE. We keep gas safe by constantly inspecting, upgrading, and monitoring our lines 24/7, 365. So you can just enjoy all those dips in the hot tub.
Now this is the life.
Find out more at dteenergy.com. DTE.